With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
This week, we received a couple of emails from one member of our intercessory prayer team, which consists of people that span the entire United States, from the East to the West Coast. We are sharing it with you because it encouraged us so much that we felt you needed to read this and apply it to your life and your family as well. And it reads, "The Lord laid you on my heart today. I'm praying that He covers you in His blood and hides you in His pavilion. The enemy is just as a roaring lion, but he is not a roaring lion. The Lion of Judah reigns. Keep doing what you are doing and rest in the safety of the Lord's arms and in the fact that you are in His will. The enemy knows you are being used to expose his lies that many have believed regarding marriage and family. God's purpose for marriage and family is being clearly declared and demonstrated through your message and your life. The Lord is your strong tower. Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, is His name. He is fighting for you, and victory is certain. Stand. Set your face like a flint. Ignore the arrows that whiz by your face. You will prevail against every attack of the enemy. The Lord lifts you above all those who rise up against you." And I do encourage that you read it's, and that statement was based on 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. It's written by King David, and it's a praise for God's deliverance. It's an awesome, awesome chapter, very encouraging. "You wrote a song a long time ago. Nobody will know, but God won't forget it. Those things done in secret, no fame or acclaim. Nobody will know, but you won't regret it. He's keeping a record of what's done in His name. Others don't understand that you're called to be under the radar right now, so to speak. Remember, you are all God's undercover secret weapons in the city, and lives are being changed one by one. Those changed lives will change others in that same interpersonal way of sharing the gospel and love of Christ, which you are so effective in doing. The strategy God has given you is working, and others can't understand how or why because it transcends tradition. But you are like the still, small voice of God in the midst of the whirlwind. And those whose ears are attuned and hungry for His word will hear and come to be healed." We did talk these past couple of weeks about being able to live in the center of a hurricane and being able to move with it. "Political rallies held to try to affect change in the city will have limited, if any, success, because the motive behind them is no longer to humbly gather just to cry out to God, but is instead to fight a spiritual battle with fleshly measures. The underlying motive is becoming known for a great work in the city," or in other words, they just want to be famous, "which is not really a great work, but just a numbers count. The success will not be able to be measured because the follow-up is lacking, and the people who are touched are not being shepherded, so they end up still lost. The traditional revival will not have much lasting impact because it has lost its genuine thirst for lost souls." and has become just another form of Christian entertainment. Good singing and preaching, but no change in the city. God is working in your family because you are relationship pastors. You understand that success is nothing if your relationships are jacked up. And many in the city, particularly pastors, have jacked up relationships, but are too prideful to admit it or go to anyone for the help they desperately need. You are being used to demonstrate what God considers the most important factor in all of Harrisburg: godly marriage and godly family. Be still and don't fret about what others are saying or doing. God is going to protect your reputation and your name in the city during this season, because although you don't desire it, He is going to cause your name to be a magnet to those who are in broken relationships in the city. You will be like the Statue of Liberty declaring, "Bring me your lost and broken and discouraged." And like her torch, you will point them to the Most High, loving them through the process of healing, so that their lives will once again become fruitful. Be encouraged. And so we humbly receive this word of encouragement from this intercessor. And as we always tell you guys, we realize we're not the biggest, the best, or the most dynamic ministry called to work in Harrisburg. But we understand that we have a particular part to build. We just want to be faithful in doing our part. God touched this intercessor to send this word to encourage us to continue doing our part.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.